I mean, you heard Governor Cox refer to social media as a cancer. And the question, I think, becomes what to do about it. Do you agree with that assessment? Is social media actually a cancer right now, Mr. Secretary?
Social media is clearly part of the problem in a big way, and it speaks to something that's even bigger than the political polarization of this moment, although I think the internet has played a role. But it's more than that. It's what is it doing to our brains? Look, every time there's one of these killings, in a summer that began with the assassination in June of a Democratic lawmaker by somebody with a kill list of Democrats, and is ending this September with the assassination of a conservative figure, and you go back through so many other cases, political and not of violence, there is not a consistent pattern of left versus right among the shooters, but there is a pattern where we see so many of these people are men, usually young men, who seem to spend more and more of their time in dark and twisted corners of the internet. And I think there is a sickness, not just the sickness of somebody who would pick up a gun and shoot someone, but I think a broader societal sickness that, frankly, I think you could see and feel in how many people around America, normal people, not dangerous people, were at a moment when we all should have still been praying for the victim and his family, were busy online praying for some shred of evidence that the shooter would turn out to be from the other political team. That is not healthy, and that is not a way forward, but that is exactly what the algorithm pushes us to do.